Sal.
No, hey, Josh.
Did you come up with a commercial for the radio show yet?
Yes, I sure did.
What have you got?
We're eating KFC, and
that's the commercial in front of you, man.
Right.
Dude, we've got to come up with a commercial for this thing.
Okay, well, let's figure out what we're selling here. The main focus of the show is the Beatles and the blues.
And some talking.
Right. Well, how about some Beatles tune playing in the background, like Hey Jude?
Hey Jude.
Oh, I like Hey Jude.
Of course you do. Only Nazis and commies hate Hey Jude.
And we could throw in some blues there, too.
That's a good idea. Probably in the background somewhere.
Yeah, maybe near the end. You know, then we could probably throw in the fact that we come in a Monday nights at 9 in there.
That's perfect.
Hey, wait a sec. If we just record ourselves thinking up an idea, but add some clever dialogue to spice it up?
Oh, you mean like some witty banter or something?
Exactly.
Perfect.
And hey, at the end, we could say something like, "Don't miss Beatles and Blues, Monday nights at 9 on AM 1430.
Genius. In association with SMBFC.net, this is SMBFP, Smoke My Big Fat Podcast. Once again, this is Sal. With me is my special guest and former host of Ashland's premier AM station, 1430, Beatles and Blues show. So, you know, it's like a reunion of sorts.
That's right, Beatles and Blues returns.
Anyway, Josh, say hey.
Hey, can you hear me all right?
Yeah. How about you?
Yeah, I hear you pretty good. I'm hearing myself back through my speakers. Are you listening on a headset?
Yeah. Should I not?
Yeah, I should probably get one of those.
Oh.
No, it's better for you.
Yeah.
I was just wondering if I was supposed to be.
Oh. I don't think so.
Okay.
Sorry.
Alright, it's not bad. It's alright, this is my first Skype experience.
Oh wow, well, I'm glad it could be with me.
Yeah, since I'm like 5 years behind the times.
I hear Skype is actually kind of old.
Oh yeah. Yeah, it's been around for a while.
Yeah.
That's what I understand.
Yeah, that's what I hear. I actually have a Skype account from like a long time ago. A girl hooked me up with it because she like lived on the other side of the country, and she's like, "We should talk, like for free." And I'm like, "Yeah, that sounds good. That's right up my alley."
And, the price is right.
Yeah, the price is right for Sal Crivelli. Yeah, did I ever tell you about Carol?
Carol? No, I don't think so.
All right, well, I dated the. I hesitate to use the term dated. When I was, like, in 7th grade, I went, searching for Quantum Leap fanfiction because I was so, you know, plugged into the cool factor in middle school. And, and I found one of her stories, and I thought, like, my initial reaction to the story was, like, that it was really well written. And I was like, wow, this is a really good story. This person must be, like, a real writer who's, like, 40 and, like, you know, does this for a living. So I emailed them and I was just like, because I had the internet, and I was like, wow, your story was really captivating and like really like just, you know, kind of owl heavy though, but whatever. And and she was like, yeah, I'm 15. And I'm like, 15? I'm 13. That's hot. I'm like, and you like Quantum Leap? And you know, in my microcosm of a universe, nobody liked Quantum Leap except for me. So I was like, holy shit, I'd better hang on to this person. So I flirted in the way a 13-year-old can, and we carried on a year-long, you know, thing.
Wow.
Yeah.
I may have heard this story before.
Yeah, you heard the part where, like, I went out there. She was turning 16, and she was having, like, a big sweet 16 birthday party, and she was like, you should come out.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom was like, okay, I want a trip to California. So, like, I went out to meet my computer girlfriend with my mom, which was oh so excellent, whom I met through Quantum Leap fanfiction.
Wow.
Yeah, it was.
I can't believe this didn't work out.
Well, you know what's amazing about that? It turns out that the story was Al-centric because she is a huge Dean Stockwell fan. Like,
but who isn't?
I know. Well, I was a big fan. I liked Al. If he had been replaced by someone else, I would have been disappointed. Unless it was Peter Falk. Peter Falk as Al would have been fucking awesome.
Peter Falk would have been awesome.
Well, Sam,
oh, sure. One more thing.
Sam, let me just ask you one more question. That would be awesome. Holy shit. Oh, can you imagine? Oh, man. See, I'm thinking of a fan fiction story right now. It's Sam leaps into Columbo.
There you go.
And then Columbo's in the waiting room.
It practically writes itself.
It practically writes itself, which is something that writers currently hate to say.
Yeah.
Oh, so, yeah, she was a huge Dean Stockwell fan. And then,
And
then, for some reason, you know, it didn't work out, in spite of a whirlwind of a visit to L.A., And she was actually connected to the movie industry. Her dad was a director, and he remarried Dee Wallace, whom you remember played the mother in E.T.
Oh, right, okay. Yes. And it's all coming together now.
Yeah, and the main female lead in Cujo.
Right, yes.
And if you're looking for a more recent experience or appearance, she was also the crazy woman in The Frighteners.
Wow.
Did you ever see The Frighteners? That's the ghost movie with Michael J. Fox.
It's Michael J. Fox, right. Yeah, God, I don't believe I did.
It's got the Busey kid in it.
IMDb quick here.
You'll be surprised by who directed it.
Since I have the power of the internet.
Compared to like 7th grader style, I harness the power of the internet like Thor wields his hammer.
Like Thor wields his hammer.
Yeah, that's right.
Huh. So this is Dee Wallace, right? That's the person I'm looking at?
Yes, Dee Wallace, that's right.
Okay. Yeah, she's got a pretty good little body of work
here. Body of work, yes, she does. She's actually quite talented and a very nice person. She was at the Sweet 16 party.
Hmm.
And back then, because my access to the internet was connected to a phone line, and IMDb didn't exist back then, my only frame of reference was E.T. So, like, when I met her, I'm like, what am I going to say to the mom from E.T.? And I was just like, nobody can spill a cup of coffee like you can.
Because,
like, when she sees E.T., she, like, has a cup of coffee, and she literally just pours the damn thing onto the ground.
Right.
She took it as a compliment. She thought I was a very lovely man. Young man.
Wow.
Yeah.
She has 17 new movies coming out that are either completed or in post-production or in pre-production.
Good
17.
For her. That's great.
Holy cow.
Apparently, she's actually really, really good friends with Steven Spielberg. I'm like, when I found that out, I'm like, well, son of a bitch, can you call him for me and tell him that Kingdom of the Crystal Skull was shit?
And hey, The Frighteners, directed by Peter Jackson.
Peter Jackson. Peter Hobbit Jackson.
Wow. Look out.
Yeah, it's really bizarre. The bad guy in The Frighteners is a ringer, essentially.
Wow.
It all comes
crazy
together. So how are you, sir?
Wow. I'm doing pretty well. I'm really sore at the moment.
Oh.
I had a dodgeball game.
No shit. Why?
Yeah, I'm playing in a dodgeball league.
There's a league?
Just people in Richmond. Yeah, dodgeball.
Is it on the Ocho?
It's kind of like the movie. Yeah. But it's actually just like, well, not just like, but very much similar to the movie.
Like in the beginning dodgeball. Of the movie where like they're playing in the gym?
Yeah, yeah. Except you don't play with the red rubber balls. You play with like Nerf balls almost.
Oh, like the kind that don't weigh anything?
Yeah, except they're Nerf balls, but they have a plastic coating, so they weigh a little bit.
Okay.
But anyway, it's quite a workout.
Yeah, I bet. You're running
around,
first game. You're dodging balls. It sounds epic.
Yeah, there's lots of ball dodging and ball throwing.
Are you following the 5 Ds of dodgeball?
Only like 2 of them. Only duck and dive. The rest of them I'm just...
You're not dodging?
Not so good. Yeah. not yet. It was our first game.
Oh,
so...
shit, that's awesome. This is relatively new. That's
so,
cool.
So,
I have no idea. What's the name of your team?
As soon as my body gets used to it. The Smurf Squad... Right. I didn't name it. A chick named it.
Yeah.
So
that sounds about right.
Yeah, we wear blue shirts. So
oh, you're yeah.
We're the Smurfs.
I'm surprised you didn't go with the fluffy kittens.
Yeah. Yeah, or like the baby ducks, or you know.
Yeah.
Something like that. I don't know.
Should have called yourself the Mighty Ducks. That would have been cool.
Yeah, there you go. But it's fun.
Yeah, shit. I love dodgeball. I actually kind of like played a little Ultimate Frisbee before it got cold.
There you go.
Yeah. The 4th of July, like, a bunch of us played some Ultimate, like, an actual game of Ultimate, and I almost threw up all over the game.
Yeah,
I was
is an intense game.
I was so goddamn out of it. And I still am. I'm, you know, I'm fat. But, like, it was... I don't know, man. Like, it was intense. And, like, they wanted to play skins, and I'm like, under no circumstances am I taking my shirt off. And then running
I'll
around...
Shirts.
My tits are hit me in the face, and then I won't be able to catch a frisbee. We played that game, and everyone's like... After everybody, like, had a collective, like, pass out, where everyone was like, oh god, why? Why am I doing this to myself? We were like, that was great! Apparently we suffered some kind of, like, seizure while we were playing, and it made us forget how agonizing it was, and then we were like, we should do this every Thursday! No, Tuesday and Thursday! And then people showed up every Tuesday and Thursday. We played for, like, 2 or 3 months. And then, like, people started randomly not coming, and they were just like, I'm not coming. And I was like, hey, how come? And they're like, I'm just not coming. Like, over no reason.
That's cool, though.
And I'm like, yeah, it was really cool, and I was starting to feel, like, really good, and then, like, only three people would be there, and I'd be like, I can't play Ultimate with three people. Myself included.
Yeah. I haven't played Ultimate in years, like, an actual Ultimate game.
Like, since that time that we played it?
Yeah.
Do you remember that day? Like, because I do, because I hurt myself.
Yeah, I do.
We're like, we played, like, right after it rained, and, like, we're running around, and, like, it was, like, a month after I had fractured my ankle, and you guys are like, let's go!
Yeah.
And I'm like, hey, let's take it easy a little bit. Let's do, like, we'll make a circle, and we throw the Frisbee to each other. And you're like, no.
Yeah, those were the days.
Ugh. You know what I was actually thinking about not too long ago? I was thinking about when we lived at the substance-free house, and how badly I wanted to bring Tim's dog, Fletch, to stay at the house since they were looking to, like,
oh, yeah,
get him out of the house for a while and, like, let him get some exercise,
right,
and shit. And I remember how, like, awesome that would have been and how, like, really disappointing it is that he never got to do that.
Yeah, that would have been cool.
That would have been pretty cool because he was so well-behaved it didn't matter. Like, you know what I mean? Like, because normally it's like, no, I'm not going to bring a fucking... Like, I pictured the conversation that you and I would have where you're like, look, Sal, we could talk about it all we want to, but there's a dog in my living room. But I didn't think you'd actually do it. Although now that I think about it, I'm not surprised that you actually did it. But yeah, he would have, like, slept on the floor and, like, hung out, and, like, anybody who came in could have just taken the dog out and, like, played with him. Like, he would have been happy. Like, it didn't matter who it was. Like, he would have played with Faf.
Wow.
Even Faf.
Even Faf.
But Faf would have tried
to... Well,
Faf
is part animal anyway, so...
Yeah, that would have been the problem. Yeah,
that's true. He would have put barbecue sauce on him.
Oh, you said there was a dog in the house. I thought you meant hot dog. How's your job?
It's okay.
It can still exist.
I just got back from Las Vegas.
No kidding.
Yeah, it still exists. I just got back from Las Vegas, yeah.
Why?
Was there for CES.
I don't know what that
which
is.
Which is a big trade show.
Cool.
It's a big trade show in Las Vegas every year, where these technology companies debut all their newest stuff.
Oh, cool.
So, it's really huge. Actually, last year, 150,000 people went to Las Vegas just for the show.
Jesus, that's pretty
and
awesome.
Then this year, attendance was down like 25%, but still a bunch of people there.
That's cool.
But, yeah, that's where I stayed in the Bellagio.
Oh, no way!
Very... Yep.
Like in fucking Ocean's 11.
Exactly, I ran a overly complicated heist and took the Bellagio for a couple million dollars, which was fun. Yeah. Hopefully we get to do it again.
And
in the
again.
Sequel. And again and again. Ugh. And it'll progressively get less and less cool.
Yes.
But, yeah, it was fun.
That's cool.
And, other than that, you know, it's going pretty well. The job still exists and the company still exists, so...
That's good to hear.
These are all good things. Yeah, these are all good things.
Yeah, that is good news.
Yeah, I'm still very slowly working on this book. But, been working on for a while.
Are you working on a novel?
Short story collection. Yeah, it's coming along. I got a nice little protagonist.
Beginning, middle, and end.
Yeah. Working on it for about 7 years. That's exactly how I feel.
Yeah. Like, every time you see it, you're like, fuck you.
Yeah.
Middle and end?
Because before I started doing this collection, I was actually doing a novel, and I was, like, writing it, like, a page a day.
Yeah.
And I was like, ugh, I'm never gonna finish.
Some friends become enemies,
exactly,
some enemies
like,
friends?
Yeah. I felt exactly like Brian the dog.
Except Brian is a colossal tool.
Yeah.
Like,
he
Brian,
is.
And I think they've kind of caught on to that, because, like, every episode, like, they really examine. He is just such a dick. Like, every time I see Brian, I'm just like, ugh, I know that guy. He is so self-righteous, but has nothing, no clout to back up any of his bullshit.
Very true.
Like, what a hypocrite. Like, out of a show that literally has, like, no substance, you have this very real character in Brian the dog.
Now, let me ask your opinion. Something that's happened over the course of Family Guy. Do you like evil maniacal Stewie, or do you like closet gay Stewie?
Like big gay Stewie? I think...
Yeah.
I think evil Stewie wore thin really fast.
I mean, I understand there's not as much as you can do with the evil Stewie.
Yeah.
You know, but I kind of miss him.
I don't really consider anybody in Family Guy to be characters. Like, I'm not...
Yeah.
Like, Brian is just a tool. Like, he's a character. And Stewie has become more complex, but only because they've gayed him up. But I don't know if, like...
Mm-hmm.
I just, like... I remember, it's funny, because I watch, like, I'll watch old Family Guy, and, like, Stewie's like, yes, and then I'll do this, and it'll be the end of the world, and I'm like, shut up. Like, it got really, for me, it got really old. I don't know if, like, this is the natural progression of the Stewie character, and it's like, well, finally they got to do gay Stewie. Like, it's more like, you know.
Yeah.
Like, I wish they had, I don't know what they could do with Stewie. Like, otherwise he's just a baby that's kind of like, that gets pop culture references that are more than double his age. Like, they're more than, like, 10 times his age. I don't know.
Yeah, I really don't think that it was their plan from the beginning. Like, we'll start off evil Stewie, and then he'll become gay Stewie.
Work his way.
Like, he was evil because he was gay.
Right, like...
Right.
Yeah, no, I don't think so. I think it's...
I think they were just like, all right, so what now? What if he's kind of gay? Brilliant.
Like, only kind of gay? That? Awesome.
But I guess you're right. I mean, it's not a Jane Austen novel.
No, it's fucking Family Guy. It's a... Yeah. Yeah, I mean, like, and I'm not saying, like, you know, you, and you're an asshole for suggesting that question. Like, I think I do, I prefer new Family Guy show to old Family Guy, because, like, I don't know, like...
Yeah.
Like, I'll watch old Family Guy, and, like, some of those episodes are just insufferable, because, like, they're still trying to, like, get their bearings. I think they were like, are we a pop culture reference show, or are we pop culture? Like, yeah. are we gonna, like, make our own jokes? And then I think, like, very quickly on, they were like... We can't do original humor. We have to make fun of things that have already existed, and that will be our niche.
Right.
And then they're
As soon as they accepted the fact that
Well, once they figured out, like, and I appreciate, like, when they finally decided that they were like, okay, let's not bullshit the actual parodies we're doing. Like, when they did, like, a Captain Crunch reference in the earlier season, like, he was red and, like, had a weird hat, so they can be like, that's not Captain Crunch, that's somebody else, but it's clearly Captain Crunch.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when Spider-Man saved Peter, like, he's pink, and you're just like, what the fuck?
Okay.
Like, now they actually, like, can do, like, real references where, like, major characters, like, can show up, and, like, the DeLorean can actually pull in, and it'll look just like it, and Doc Brown will come out. It won't be, like, you know, a T-Bird, and, like... A crazy actor who's pretending to be Christopher Lloyd will come out. Like, they can actually do the references they're doing, and I think they're more effective that way.
Right. But there is some quirky good stuff on TV sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
Although it seems to not last, no. Unfortunately.
Well, people really like shows that I don't like it. Like, that I just don't... I either don't care to get into, or, like, I never liked when I first watched it. Like, people love Scrubs, and I'm just like, I fucking watched the pilot, and I'm like, nah, not for me.
Yeah, it's not for everybody.
No, like, it's clearly not for me. And then, like, Keenan was like, dude, I know you don't like Scrubs, but watch a couple more episodes, and I think you'll like it a lot. And, like, I watched, like, some middle episodes, and it was, like, a cartoon show, and I was like, this is really annoying. Like, now I really don't like it. And then I was reading an interview with the dude.
Yeah, it's almost like a cartoon.
Yeah, I was watching an interview with the dude who created Scrubs, and they were talking about, like, how they're ending the show and how they moved to ABC and stuff like that. And, like, he was talking, they were like, you know, you've gotten a little serious in your show, what's up with that? And he's like, the show got really silly, and I kind of feel bad about that, because it really wasn't supposed to be. And I was like, huh. The creator of Scrubs and I have something in common. We don't really like Scrubs.
Did you ever watch Arrested Development?
That show is a brilliant show. Like, I do like Arrested Development. But, you know, once again, fucking killed.
Exactly. That was, like, an example of a quirky, funny show that just couldn't catch on because it wasn't such a good show.
I know.
And Instead, they leave on crap like According to Jim and Two and a Half Men. And
yeah. I don't know. Have you seen How I Met Your Mother?
No.
Because that's another show where Keenan's like, this show is fucking awesome. And I'm like, really? Because it looks stupid. Really? Because you liked Sports Night.
Oh.
And every time Keenan wants me to, like something, I remind him that he really likes Sports Night. And that is a show that should never have existed. Whoever fucking, like, I would like to go back in time and find the dude who created Sports Night, go to the meeting where he's like, okay, here's the pitch. Sports Night, and I would just shoot him in the face. I've seen 4 episodes, and it feels like I've seen the same episode 4 times.
I watched half of 1 episode, and I was like, is this supposed to be funny, or...
Yeah, like, I don't get it. Because, like, there's these 2 characters that, like, are in love with each other, but they're deplorable, and they're not together, but there's nothing keeping them from being together, so there's no tension.
Yeah.
Who cares? Anything new? Anything going on?
No. That's it. No. Now you're caught up.
Awesome. How's the house?
It's good. It's really cold at the moment because I got these hardwood floors, you know. So it just stays.
It just holds the cold.
It's like walking on ice. Yeah, it's like walking on ice, really.
Well, don't you have slippers?
Yeah, I got slippers. But still, like, the cold, like, comes up through the floor and just... It's just a bad scene.
Yeah. I actually have that problem in the morning when I go into the bath. Like, I do not have hardwood floors. I have what's known as stick'em floors. They look like hardwood, you know, if you were fucking blind.
Oh, okay, right.
I have concrete floors with sticky wood on the bottom. It's not even sticky plastic in the shape of wood.
Right, in the color of wood.
The color of wood, exactly. But, like, that apparently is not freezing. But the tile floors in the bathroom are very cold. I saw a pet on Craigslist the other day, and I'm like 45% interested in getting it.
What kind of pet?
It's a Finnish Spitz / German Shepherd.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's a weird.
That German Shepherd
Finnish
fucked
Spitz.
That Spitz.
Yeah, dude.
Like, bad. It looks like a little Finnish Spitz with a big German Shepherd head. It is,
That's cool.
It is a walking joke.
That is awesome.
But it's a smart joke. It's a clever joke because it's intelligent.
Yeah.
It's really cute. It looks very much like an orange, smaller Fletch. Which I'm like, oh, that'd be awesome. It's 4 years old, which I'm like, So I'm like researching, like, training older dogs and, like, you know. She has her shots and she's spayed and she has all that other shit. Like, everything's taken care of. Her price is $100. And I'm like, that's not a lot.
No, it's not a lot.
It's not a lot for...
It's not bad.
For something that used to be free... And then somebody found out that they could charge a lot for them, now everybody does. Like, I almost want it to be free. Like, I almost want to, like, negotiate it down. Be like, you know, this dog's $4, I'll give you $25. But I feel almost bad negotiating the price of a life. It's a lower life, but it still exists. And I don't really care
for... But still.
Yeah. And I don't know if I care for the name, and I'm wondering if it's been 4 years, if it's fair to change it.
Oh, no, you could change it.
Yeah, I can change it. Because, like, I was thinking maybe if I picked one that sounded kind of like it, it might be a little bit more fair.
Yeah.
Like, right now it's Heidi.
Heidi, eh.
And I'm like, Heidi, eh. But Ripley, better.
Hey, there you go. That's a dog.
That's a dog. There you go. Yeah, this is my dog, Ripley. And they're like, shit, that's cool. That dog must be badass. And I'm like, nope, it's dumb as shit, but it's cute. And it doesn't bark.
Like, kind of cool.
Yeah, it's not a yippy dog, and it's not a big, stupid dog, so...
Yeah.
Thinking about it, I haven't discussed it with my folks, because, you know, my dad comes here every morning from 10 to 5.
Right.
I'm like... And my mom's dog, her Cocker Spaniel, just died last month or so. And much to the pleasure of everybody involved, because that dog was a... fucking pain in the ass. Mom got it from, like, a battered dog shelter, and, like, it bit me in the face the fucking second day that it moved into the house, and instead of putting it down, my mom, like, told me not to put my face near the dog from now on.
Oh, that's always good.
Yeah, and then the dog peed on my dad on the fourth day.
Sweet.
He was asleep and in bed, and then woke up in the middle of the night and yelled, I'm wet! My mom laughed and laughed.
It's terrible.
And then, like, and it was 16.
That's absolutely
Cocker Spaniel, and, like, the last, I'm gonna say, 8 years, it's been dying.
And it just would not go.
Wouldn't go. And ultimately, like, it didn't go on its own. Like, she couldn't, like, move anymore. Like, she stopped, like, eating and stuff like that. So mom's like, okay, I think it's time. And, like, it was definitely.
Yeah.
I'm like, well past time. Like everything was shutting down. Like, it was like, oh, it just pees wherever it wants. Like, yeah, just wherever.
Yeah, that's... I mean, it gets hard, though, when the dog gets that old, because the dog's been around. I mean, that's the way the dog that I had growing up. I mean, she got really, really bad off near the end. And just nobody in the family wanted to say, hey, it's time. Because, I mean, like, she was wearing a diaper.
Oh, yeah, that's bad.
For the last 6 months of her life. It was bad.
I'm sorry. I mean, like... We should have gotten a diaper. That would have made things a little bit better, I think.
But, yeah.
Yeah, I understand. I mean, like, nobody wants to, like, say goodbye. But then you have to, like, you need to think about it. You're just kind of like, oh, well, I mean, it's, you know, someone's got to say it.
Yeah.
That's why we have people like Keenan who just come into the house and go, that dog fucking needs to die.
Yeah.
You need Kramer to come in and be like, you look funny.
Exactly, that's what I was saying.
You need a nose job.
You just need a nose job.
How's Hackman doing?
I saw him in a play, like, back in the summer, and that was the last time I've seen him. I also saw him in a different play. Did I tell you about this play?
No.
Because if I had told you, you would remember. All right, this will be my last anecdote for tonight, and then I got to get out of here.
Fair enough.
Promised myself I was going to write for an hour.
Gotcha,
and
sorry.
The night is closing fast. Anyway, okay.
Okay.
Final anecdote. So, he's in this play, and we find out that, you know, he invites us to go, and we hear that it's got adult content and adult language, and we're like, that's cool, you know, we're adults, we can handle it.
Yeah.
And we all go, we go to this play, and we sit down, and he's playing a gay prostitute, which, cool. You know, hey, that's fine.
Yeah.
He's an actor, he's not really gay.
But we know he's not gay, yeah.
So at the end of the second act, the gay prostitute
right.
and the gay John that he's been visiting throw off their clothes and go on a nice, a naked gay embrace, making out with a dude. Full on making out, like...
Yeah, like, the world's like, coming to an end, like...
Ripping at each other, Jeez. Like, serious, hardcore nakedness.
And did he invite you, or did you just go like, hey, I see Hackman's in a play, we should go?
No, he invited.
Oh. Did you get to hang out with him
afterwards? So, afterwards, yeah, afterwards we saw him, and I was like, I couldn't look at him, I was like staring at the floor, I was like, hey, Matt.
Yeah.
You're good in that play.
Good performance.
Glad you have clothes on. Yeah, yeah, a little chilly in that theater, but yeah, it was very shy. I don't think I've actually seen him since then. this was a couple months ago.
I don't think I'll ever see him
since. I don't know. I mean, I don't know how I'm going to react to when I see him.
Yeah, did he like?
But,
say,
I mean,
like,
it was like.
God, did he like go
serious,
like? Yeah, I forgot to tell you. You see my wang.
No, it was. He was like, he didn't seem to mind all that much. Like, he wasn't as weirded out as everybody else was.
Right, but he didn't understand that, like, it would be 12 kinds of fucked up to see your college buddy naked in a, like, you know.
I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
But, yeah, it was weird.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry I missed out on that. That sounds like a good time.
Yeah, you should be. You should be.
Yeah.
Maybe next time that you guys hang out, he'll give you like a personal showing.
You know,
you know what I mean.
Yeah, I think I do. Anything we're out of time. Well, it was good talking to you, man. I'm sorry I like haven't been able to talk to you like lately. It's just, you know, stupid shit.
Yeah, I know. Me too. But we'll catch up again soon.
Definitely.
We should. We'll definitely do that.
Have a good one. Good luck with the writing.
All right. Thanks, man. Soon. Take care.
You too.
Bye.
And as per usual, don't forget to email us at smbfc.net, that's smbfc.net@gmail.com. Thanks a lot.